I'm gonna have to move some things out of the way.
That's right.
Which you probably wanna dim that too, because I'm gonna walk over across that screen. Just put that lady though. There you go. I'm gonna walk over across that screen. Good morning, guys. We're doing the Book of Exodus. So excited to do that. Chris did a great job last week.
Yeah.
Loved it. Really was a good job. And anytime if you get a chance to get into God's Word, you get a chance to just learn a lot of things. You draw closer. If you pray a lot about reading God's Scripture, the Spirit will talk to you.
Amen.
And you get all kind of insights into like what possibly was going on there, especially when there's parts missing in a conversation. You're like, wait a minute. And the Spirit's like, you know, this could have possibly happened in his interaction with God and his people. But, you know, here we see Moses has been called by God, and he's tasked to be God's savior to God's people. And, you know, and everybody wants to be a savior to somebody.
Yes, right.
I figured that out.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to play Superman. Some people want to play Batman. They want to be, inconspicuous, not really known. You know, everybody wants to save somebody, and sometimes we want to be noticed for it.
Right.
But Moses was different. He didn't want to be nobody hero, and he didn't want to be noticed for it. And it's amazing the people that God chooses. God said, you're the person I want to use. And you're like, you sure you got the right person? But you know, Moses, after returning from Pharaoh, he was kind of a little dejected. Because it didn't go as he thought it should have went. You know, when God says he's going to do something, we envision all this thing in our mind about, this is how it's going to play out.
Mm-hmm.
But when it don't play out that way, we're kind of like, I'm just disappointed.
You know,
I'm just afraid, you know. You know, and so when this confrontation happened with Pharaoh and Moses, and Moses came back, some people say, you know, with his tail tucked between his legs, but that's not the case, but he just came back with his head hung down. You know, Moses did what spiritual leaders do when they're going, when the going gets tough.
Yeah.
You know, he took his burden to God, ain't what we supposed to do.
That's right.
But something he did that sometimes we don't do is he had an honest talk with God. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about this great plan and mission you got. And it's not going the way that I think it should go. You know, in his honesty, he blamed God for the way that Pharaoh chose to respond and how he treated the people. And how did the Pharaoh respond? I'm just going to make work harder on the Israelite people. You're trying to take them away from their job. They love their job. They love working as slaves.
Uh-huh.
That was in Pharaoh's mind. And according to Moses, you know, he's like, I done told the elders, God's about to do these great things. God's about to raise up and do some things. And instead, the opposite happens. The work gets harder. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you be mad at Moses too?
Right.
Now I got to go get the material. He did have the people bringing the material to me. Now I got to go get the material and still put out the same quota. That would make you a little mad too. You know, but Moses, he was honest guy. He blamed God to him. Pharaoh was the reason why, you know, that Pharaoh chose to respond, and how he treated people was God's fault. Moses accused God of doing nothing. Ain't that something? Moses wanted to know, God, are you going to keep your promise to these people and to me? You know, when I was younger, you know, and I remember, you probably remember when you were younger too, we gave more of our trust to people who make promises to us. But as we get older and we live through many broken promises and a lot of life's experiences, we are not as anxious as we were back then. Today, they say, hey, I'll trust you. This is why God said you need to stay close to me and believe me. Because your heart can get hard and you don't want to trust nobody. But isn't it what God's kingdom is made of? Of people that you need to learn to walk with, work with, and you'll learn to trust. You know, broken promises can leave you feeling disappointed. And this is how Moses felt. He felt disappointed. He felt distressed. He felt dejected. Even a little bit of despair. This is what Moses was feeling. But you see, God is not only preparing to show Moses that he keeps his promise, but he also, what we're going to see here later on, he's also reminding Moses of promises long made that are going to be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. These are promises that were made before Moses was even born and even called to be in this position by God. You know, God is going to display his mighty hand in different situations. And he's also going to talk to Moses about his relationship, how it's different with him and Moses than it was with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so we want to pick up down here in verse, in chapter 6 of Exodus, in verse 1. And so this is God's going to respond to Moses after Moses came and had this honest talk, laid out his burden and his honest complaint about, this is what I'm feeling. And so in verse 1 it says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hand, he will let them go. Because of my mighty hand, he would drive them out of his country.'" I want to stop right there. You know, I looked up the word mighty hand. I wanted to understand. And some people are not like me, but I'm one of the people I like to look at various translations. Let's see what's going on here. So, you know, the original, what we call the American Standard Bible, actually was written back in 1901, but wasn't official into 1929. But we have the updated versions of 1995 and 2020. And so the word they use is compulsion. So I looked up in King James. King James uses strong hand. This uses mighty hand. So the word compulsion kind of threw me off a little bit. Well, let me see what compulsion means. And it means the same thing. God is telling Moses, guess what? Pharaoh is about to meet an immovable force.
Yep.
Yes.
He's going to be compelled in one way or another to do what I ask. There's a part in our book, 40 Days of Prayer. I love the book. It's going to remind you of so many things, really. But there's a part in the scripture where he shares about his encounter with Elijah. When all the prophets were being killed, I remember when all the prophets were being killed, and Elijah, of course, running off and everything. And God just, he just has this conversation, you know, with Elijah. And he reminds Elijah that, guess what? Guess what, Elijah? It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. My will be done. When I think about Pharaoh and why Pharaoh would not listen to God when he whispered gently, it's because he was having a God complex.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows about a God complex? We all do. I always call it, I take many instances in the Bible and I tell people, I say, you're having a moment. Who's had a Pharaoh moment before? Mm-hmm. That God complex, you can't tell me nothing. I know it all. Mm-hmm. And you don't know nothing. I don't know. I feel like Denzel Washington. King Kong ain't got nothing on me. The God complex. But you know, back to Elijah. When God told Elijah to come out of the cave, it says, thunder came back, it wasn't God. The earthquake happened, it wasn't God. But a gentle whisper happened. That was God. You see, God was sending Moses already. Moses was starting with a gentle whisper. That's how God was starting with Moses. I'm asking you nicely. I'm asking you nicely. I'm respecting the position that, by the way, I allowed you to be in. Are you willing to comply? But when you have a God complex, for some reason, you can't hear clearly. And it's not the wax in your ear. You just can't hear clearly. But God was making it clear when he told Moses, it's going to be my mighty hand. Pharaoh's about to meet a real God, the true God, the only God. He's about to meet an immovable force. He said, we ourselves must be careful to not embrace nor have a Pharaoh moment in our life. We have to be careful of that. A Pharaoh moment is having a God complex. Pharaoh was raised up from Pharaoh to Pharaoh to Pharaoh, and they just believe we are the beginning and ending of everything that's happening in this world.
Right.
But God was about to show him something different.
Yes.
And he's about to show Moses something different. Because this is all Moses knew. All of Moses' mom done training about God. But Pharaoh was this strong presence. But God said, nah, he's not all that. He's not all that. You know, when we have a God complex like Pharaoh, we can't forget our role in this existence.
That's right.
We have a role, and that role is not playing God. Verse 2, God said to Moses, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself fully known to thee. That's key. That is kingdom. So what God is saying here, and this is what God's getting into that relationship with Moses. He said, I want you to understand the different relationship that you and I have versus what I have with the forefathers. You see, yes, they knew my name, Yahweh, some Bibles put it out there, or some put Jehovah. He said, they knew of my name, but they didn't know me like that. That's the difference between me and Moses. All they knew me as God Almighty. We just know the Lord, He's Lord Almighty. But they didn't have a personal level or an intimate relationship like you and I are going to have here. And as we keep going through Exodus, you're going to see that the relationship between God and Moses is going to get deeper and deeper. He's going to have personal relationship, personal encounters, not only in the mountain, but in tents. He's going to have something with God that the forefathers didn't have. I tell you, man, I would have loved to have that type of relationship. Can you imagine standing before the mighty God? Although you can't see His true form, but before that presence, that light, that voice, you're seeing something somebody else is not seeing. Would have loved to have had that moment back then. I might have not wanted to come out the mountain. People got that crazy. Nah, Lord, I just stay with you. Had a Peter moment. A Peter moment on the Mount of Transfiguration. Let's just stay here. We'll build tents.
Tell the truth.
You know, might have had that moment, you know. You know, the patriarchs, they knew Him as God Almighty. The translation said that's El Shaddai. But they didn't know Him like God is going to allow Moses to know Him as Yahweh, as a more intimate relationship. You know, this is the difference that God wanted Moses to know, that He was going to build a great relationship with Him. But also going further in verse 4, it says, I also established my covenant with them. Hey, the promise began long ago. And He says, with them to give them the land of Canaan. They resided as foreigners. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Israelites are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. God does not forget His promises.
Amen.
He does remember. It goes back to that old saying, and I'm telling you, I struggle with this saying a lot. But, you know, I think that's why this is a part of my walk under God's grace and my training. I hate when people say, especially when I need it to happen now, I hate when they say, in God's time. Oh, my goodness, that run me up the wall. Well, that time need to be right now. Timing is now, Lord. The issue is now. The problem is now. We need it to happen now. Mm-hmm. Brother, God's timing. And God always gives a brother and sister to say it to you with a soft and gentle whisper, like He spoke to Elijah. Mm-hmm. God's timing. You whisper it to me one more time, and I'm going to have some timing with you right now. You know what I'm saying? You feel like, I'm going to have some time with you right now.
Right.
It's just how we feel as human. Like, what? Man, let's just get on with it. I couldn't imagine. Wow. In God's timing. But this is what Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they lived with the promise that had not been fulfilled. David is told this is what the promise was going to happen. Your generation was going to be as numerous as the stars in the skies and the sands on the beach. That's all they knew. That's all they knew. And guess what? Going to the promised land, that's all they knew. But it wasn't happening in their generation. It's about to happen now to Moses. Ain't that so? That's a lot of years going by.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
But in God's time. What I've learned is that God knows when we're ready for something.
That's right.
Now, of course, you and I are like this, God. I think I'm ready now. I think I know best. That's just how I God, I think I know that I'm ready, Lord. And God's somewhere sitting there like, yeah, He's not ready. But Lord, I'm ready. I'm pretty, but I think I'm ready. You know. Kind of like having a conversation with a child. We remember growing up, our parents had a conversation with us, and we want to accept so bad. We don't understand why they're not allowing it to happen, why they won't give it to us. Well, I'm ready. And your parents said, no, you're not. And the argument goes back and forth. I kind of see us like that with God when we're talking in prayer. Well, I'm ready, Lord. We ain't got to wait 40 days. We can have it today. Mm-hmm. God's somewhere looking at you like, I'm just going to keep laughing. Let you talk. That's it. God's time. But His timing is beautiful when it does show up. Because, you know, God, for some reason, put on somebody else's heart and said, guess what? But when He shows up, He's always what? On?
On time.
God will work at us, working on me. Not you being like, yeah, brother, you don't get it. You don't understand, son. Do you hear God's reminder in your life? God knows.
Come on.
God Look, I'm going to pick up here in verse 6. And it says, therefore, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. He says, I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you would know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. And I will bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord. Mm-hmm. I love this. Ain't nothing like a promise. You know, truckers are, you know, mad. Everybody's still, this pandemic thing, and everybody's still going on. I think a lot of people have far exceeded it. It's more emotional now. It's more like, I'm going to make a point. You didn't go just tell me what I want to do or what I really want to do. You know, but there was a guy who shared something this morning on the news, and I'm always watching the news, and you know, as many struggles as I have with the country that I live in, I do love my freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do love my freedom. And now, as I may not agree with all decisions that are made by leaders who are human, I'm okay with them leading. Mm-hmm. Okay? If God is okay with them leading right now, I would tell people, if God allows it, hey, you know, I can make up my complaint, but I'm okay with it. But you know, it disrupts how we live. Gas is up, you can't get a lot of product in. Mm-hmm. And one thing I shared with you about with Candace, you know, getting her medicine in. And I remember this started back at the beginning of February. And promises after promises after promises after promises were made. Her medicine is going to be here on this day. Her medicine is going to be here on that day. Her medicine is going to be here on that day. Well, in the middle of reading my 40 days book, you know, I said, let me call us what's going on. I said, you know what? I didn't call Candace to call that I can get. I said, I'm just trying to pray. And God for the day, I got to pray because they've been promising and nothing ain't coming. And of course, by this time, she's ran out of the cartridge she needs to for the machine to connect to her. So we had to go to manuals. I said, well, how many manual boxes we got left? But I know we're out of the other box for the machine. So, you know, God said, don't worry. I said, God, I'm not worried, but I'm concerned. So let me just start, you know, you start like, let me just start saying, hey, look, we're going to start mixing bags, doing this. We're going to do whatever we need to do to make this bed prolong. So the last time they told us and say, we promise you, Mr. Doctor. I called the lady and said, look, we're going to call them. And we called the people and said, we promise you, Mr. Doctor, you would get an overnight shipment from UPS on Tuesday. Heard that promise before we got the week. Never showed up. I even stopped the UPS guy. He said, there's nothing. And the trucks is backed up. So I was praying. And I pray all that week, prayer that day. I said, Lord, please. He went on the men praying over there. Please let that box be there. Please let her shipment come in. She needs it. So Tuesday morning, I'm sitting there, and that's the day. You know, we say, you told me Tuesday. Here we give another promise. Comes up. Sharice yells to the back. She says, hey, did somebody come to the side door? Look at her. Yes, God. I said, all right, amen. Only brought up 5 boxes, and some other box said, we'll take it. No sooner than I get in the house, I'm trying to get on the phone with the class. She says, hey, there's another truck. I'm like, well, maybe it's another UPS truck. And actually, it was her main load that came in.
Amen.
Back to back, they put behind each other.
Amen.
I was so grateful to God. I say, amen. I take it. I take it. I'm praying hard. Like, she needs that stuff. Mm-hmm. She got it. And Ken said, you know, there's another shipment coming. I said, let it come. Do not reject that because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
That's
let
right.
it bring you low.
That's right. Amen.
But when a promise is answered, it means so much.
Yeah, yep. It does. Yeah.
It builds your spirit up.
Yes.
It builds your comfort. Mm-hmm. And it's great when God reminds you that he keeps his promise.
That's fine.
I don't know if you got in here when he told Moses, but he made 7 promises in that passage.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Look with me again. And be sure to catch what God makes a promise. They all started with, I will.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6, he says, therefore say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and promise 1, I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. Promise number 2, I will free you from being slaves to them. Promise number 3, I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and my mighty acts of judgment. Promise number 4, I will take you as my own people. Promise number 5, I will be your God then you would know that I am the Lord your God who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. Promise number 6. And I will bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hands to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And the 7th promise, I will give to you as a possession. I am the Lord.
Wow, that's
right.
7 promises. He wanted to remind Moses, I keep my words, and I got great plans for you. He wanted Moses to know, I keep my words, and I have great plans for you. Do you hear God's reminders in your life? Him reminding you of his promise. The promises he made, promises he has made to you. God always delivers.
Yep.
Sometimes we need to be reminded of his promises. No, he speaks to you through many people. He reminds you that he has not forgotten you nor your problem.
That's right.
And that he will deliver an answer to you in his time. And for you, it will be on time.
Amen.
But you know what? Will you have an Israelite moment and not listen to the encouragement that is coming from God to you? Or be like Moses and push through to receive the promise from God? Verse 9 says, Moses reported this to the Israelites. He tells all of them about all the promises. But they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and hard labor. Sometimes we can be like the Israelites. We're going through something. We just don't want to hear it. We just don't want to live. I'm having my moment. I don't want to hear it. Then the Lord said to Moses, go tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the Israelites go out of the country. But Moses said to the Lord, if the Israelites would not listen to me, why would Pharaoh listen to me? Since I speak with a faltering lip. This is where the Spirit came in and said to me. This could have been a possible conversation between Moses and God. Moses says to God, look, my own people won't listen to me. What do you think Pharaoh will listen to me? And I got a faltering lip. And I can see God saying, are we having this conversation again? Yeah, we just talk about doing this elegant tongue and no faltering lip. Oh, we go back to this. You know, sometimes when we're discouraged, we like to go back, well, don't you remember I got this issue, I got this problem, and this is why I can't do this, or I can't move forward. This, don't you understand? Mm-hmm. And I see God looking at the Muslim like, really? We're doing this again? And doing so, turn me to chapter 4, and doing so, I imagine God just said, okay, hold on. Let's talk about this again. Chapter 4 of Exodus, verse 10, Moses said to the Lord, pardon your servant, Lord. I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue. The Lord said to him, who gave human beings their mouths? Who make them deaf or mute? Who gives them sight or makes them blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and teach you what to say. Why we have the conversation again? Goes a little further, 13 says, but Moses said, pardon your servant, Lord. Please send somebody else. Please, man. I told you I can't speak good. Please send somebody else. Lord upset. Now he's going to say, no, I'm just upset that this boy here. You know, I'm upset with him. He said to Moses, he said, what about your brother Aaron? Okay? What about Aaron? The Levite. Okay. I know he can speak well. He's already on his way to meet you. And he will be glad to see you. You should speak to him and put words in his mouth, and I will help both of you speak, and I will teach you what to do. He will speak to the people for you, and it will be as if he were your mouth and as if you were God to him. And so, man, pick this staff up and go perform these signs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Moses had to go again and say, I got faltering lips. I saw God say, why are we having this conversation?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Second thing the Spirit told me, maybe God is like, I'm going to ignore what I heard and go on. Because if you connect verse 4, chapter 10, chapter 4, verse 10 to 13, with chapter 6 to 13, it says, now the Lord spoke to Moses. This was the response when Moses said, I got part of the list. He says, He spoke to Moses and Aaron about the Israelites and Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And then he commanded them to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. You see, God's like, look, okay, so I just brought you a good thing again. I'm just going to speak to you, brother. Remind you that Aaron is there by your side for a reason. I tell you that.
Amen.
That's great. Yep.
No matter what difficulty you have, physical, mental, whatever you have, God can use you to do some great things.
That's right.
Went to a funeral yesterday of one of Teresa's uncle, R.D., Robert McGee, and the preacher got to speaking, and he was not eloquent in how he spoke. His tongue was not fast. He did have fault in his when he spoke. But he preached a good message. He was a reminder that if you want to be used by God, God can use you.
Yep.
He also was a reminder that if you don't want to be used by God, and God decides that you're going to be used by him, guess what? You're going to be used.
Yep.
Do away with your excuses. Because God is bigger than your excuses.
Yep.
God was saying to Moses, why are we having a conversation again? Look here, Moses. I have promises to keep and a people to deliver. Let's pick the staff up and let's get moving. Finally, guys, in closing, you know, this last part is about God will call you by name into deliverance. Mm-hmm. And so God here, he tells them to go to the Israelites, and he talks about these were the heads of their family clans. I started to look and see and break it down because you're like, wait a minute, there's something you might think I'm missing. But these are the heads of the clans, and the heads of the clan basically were Reuben was the head of the clan when he was the oldest son to Jacob. And then you have Simeon, and then you have Levi, and then you have Gershon. Now, there's some of the other ones missing, but these are the clans that God said. God's telling Moses and Aaron, you need to go to them, and this is the order you need to call them in.
Mm-hmm.
And what God is telling us, those who I am saving, I am calling by name.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm just not saying, just go get anybody, everybody. You know, I'm calling you by name.
Amen.
To come and step into deliverance. You know, up until this point, Moses and Aaron had delivered God's ultimatum to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh pretty much is getting harder and harder. You know, in Exodus, it talks about God says, I'm going to make his heart hard. For a long time, I didn't get there. But I got it. As I studied about Pharaoh, and this is years ago when I was studying online at the University of Phoenix. And I had to do a research paper. And the research back then, it was saying, the reason why it was hard for Pharaoh, and it's hard for like dictators today, they get to celebrate God's conquest. There's no room for democracy within their heart and freedom. It is a God conquest. And the reason why God made Pharaoh's part hard is because Pharaoh's great challenge has been challenged. I'm the ruler of Egypt. I'm the one who rules Egypt. How are you going to charge him? Challenge me? It's a God conquest. And so when God delivered this ultimatum to Pharaoh, he felt insulted. He felt insulted. But you know, there's a scripture that says, really gives you two opportunities. Whether you choose to or not, in the very end, every knee is going to bow.
Yes.
I don't care what position you hold on planet Earth.
Right.
When it's said and done, every knee gonna bow.
Yeah.
And you're gonna realize who is the real God. And God, through this whole process, is trying to work with Pharaoh. He's speaking to him with a gentle whisper. But just like Pharaoh, sometimes with people we know, it don't work that way.
Right.
He's been teaching the word study. He's going to need a harsh rebuke.
Mm-hmm.
Correcting is not going to be good enough.
Mm-hmm.
God said, we're going to do this the hard way. This is the way we're going.
Yep.
Guys, before I get off here, I'm going to end here, and we're going to end with a song. Richie, where you can get the screen back up here in a few minutes. You know, but the time has come for, you know, not only the people to learn that God is about to reveal his power and perform many miraculous signs that will prove that God has sent Moses, but also we need to realize that every day that God is showing us miraculous signs. We're doing this book, 40 Days of Prayer. We should be looking for miraculous signs. That's right. One of the great things about this book. It tells you, you need to look. You need to pay attention. You need to intentionally be looking for the miracles.
Amen.
Also in this book, it's going to tell you, stop doubting. Mm-hmm. Stop doubting. Moses had his moments, and he's right there before the living God, standing personally. Mm-hmm. Stop doubting. You know, let's not have a Pharaoh moment and develop a God complex in our life. Let's not have an Israelite moment and choose not to listen to God who is speaking to us. You know. But instead, let's believe the promises of God. Hear the promises of God and watch him deliver us into our joy and our salvation, just as he is about to do with the Israelites. God keeps his promises and God will deliver. We're going to close out with this final video, guys, and this is going to be it here.
Amen.
Amen.